This is Jeb Blunt and it's Money Monday on the Sales Gravy Podcast.
Say make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town.
Hi, this is Brad Adams, Senior Master Sales Trainer at Sales Gravy. I'm filling in today for Jeb Blunt and you're listening to Money Monday. Look, I know that the COVID shutdown is squarely in our rearview mirror, and many of us have to really dig into the archives to remember the details. I've been interviewing clients recently for the past 6 months, and the one truth that keeps rising to the top, and it is a truth that many of us have forgotten, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment. So my COVID experience was that I left LaGuardia in New York City the first week of March in 2020. I flew to San Francisco where I was working with a tech company and the town was a ghost town and my client had about 40% of their workforce showing up for work. I then flew back to Atlanta and did a field ride with one of my customer reps named Jason. And I remember we were sitting in the car after several door knocks with very little success. And on the radio, they announced that the NBA season was being canceled. It was at that moment that I knew that things had really changed for real. And I did not get on another plane for over a year. And after that, it was spotty at best until in-person training really picked back up in 2024. It's been gangbusters ever since. Now, let's get back to the truth that I spoke about a few moments ago. The truth that many field sales teams seem to have forgotten. 2020 was an okay year. Everybody was figuring it out. But 2021 and 2022, they were mostly good. And for some people, it was one of the best years or the best year that they had ever had. Sure, there were some great reasons for that. Like there was scarcity in product. People's buying habits changed. And certain businesses were lifted by the tide because of that. But the one thing that most people are not talking about is that field-based sales teams were forced to use virtual communication channels to prospect and to hold client meetings. And yet, somehow, they still had really good years. And there's a reason for this. And the truth behind it is that using virtual communication channels are incredibly efficient. Now, if you're a field-based sales rep, I want you to know I can hear your eye roll right now as you're listening to this. And I want you to know that I'm not a fool. And I know that there is an extreme power in looking another human being in the eye, shaking their hand, and sitting across a conference room table or a break room table from them. In-person communication creates an instant emotional connection, a connection that AI will never accomplish. You can read the room, pick up on body language and expressions, and build trust in a way that texting or your voice over the phone just can't match. But also, I want you to look at your calendar and your bank account. If you spend the entire week driving across territory lines, sitting in traffic, and waiting in lobbies for 30-minute meetings, you are not maximizing your potential. In fact, you are bleeding active selling time. The modern sales landscape isn't an either-or choice between being a road warrior or a screen jockey. It's about integration and blending. We need to respect the power of in-person interactions and save them for the moments that truly matter while also using virtual tools to handle the heavy lifting of prospecting, qualifying, booking meetings, and maintaining momentum. I often ask my clients that are field-based teams this question. What if I were to give you 15 poker chips on the first day of the month and every single time that you stopped into a prospect without a meeting or checked in or touched base, you had to give me one chip back? What would you do differently in your days and weeks? And how would you change your approach? That's the question that you need to ask yourself. Now, let me be clear. I know that everyone listening to this podcast that is in the field can tell me that one time or those numerous times that they stopped in and you were able to get lucky or you have created enough familiarity to get FaceTime with the person that held the purse strings and then they became an account. I know that. And maybe even your biggest account. That is why in this example, I gave you 15 chips. Because I know that an effective strategy sometimes includes dropping by strategically to advance a sale or to shake a prospect loose. But are you also taking into account the hundreds or thousands of times that you got stopped by a guard shack? You could not even get onto an elevator because you did not have a pass card. You walked into a 4x4 square room with a phone that nobody answered or got sneered at by an incredibly effective gatekeeper. And when you add up all of these times and include the drive time that you needed to get there, you'll realize that there's a massive opportunity cost to just driving around your territory. It is my belief that field sellers have forgotten the efficiencies that they were forced into due to the pandemic. Those that still use the tools and processes are selling more than their peers that simply hop back into their cars and trucks and just got back to business as usual. Most of my clients right now are experiencing some or most of this problem as well. And what we're doing for them is creating a customized solution to help them maximize their efficiencies and effectiveness while they're in the field. The good news is that my personal belief is that field sales-based teams are insulated from the AI push. Customers crave that person-to-person connection that the reps bring to the table. They crave being led. They crave uncovering areas of improvement that they don't even know exist. And they crave having a business friend that they can trust.
Outbound 2026 is the biggest, baddest conference in sales, and it is hitting Las Vegas from November 9th through the 12th. Join an elite group of just 400 sales leaders and top performers at the stunning Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa off Strip. This isn't a seminar. This is a highly intense rock show for your sales career. So you want to go secure your spot now because tickets are selling out at outboundconference.com. That's outboundconference.com, and we'll see you in Vegas.
The challenge for field-based sellers is to be relentlessly focused on efficiency. I'm working with a client right now, and their field teams are responsible for securing tens of millions of dollars in gross revenue every single year. The average rep should be billing nearly $10,000 per golden hour, and they cannot afford to waste a single moment. Before you hop into your car tomorrow, I want you to think about these key areas. Qualifying. Do you have a strong understanding of what your ideal customer profile looks like? I did a field ride with a client several years ago, and the company was paying me to help their reps. And this rep was straight commission. This particular rep drove 45 minutes one way in Southern California to a very small town to visit a prospect that he Googled. He knew nothing about the client, the size, or how much product they bought. He only knew that they were in a niche that this company had had success with. When we pulled up to that 4,000 square foot building with three parking spots, I knew that he had made a massive mistake. He spent 20 minutes haggling with them to try to sell them something. He tucked tail and left. And of course, being that it was in Southern California, it took us an hour and a half to get back to civilization, where he then made a second call. When you're thinking about your ICP, I want you to think about the size of the business, the particular niche that you've had success with in the past. I want you to look at your current customers that get value from you and find out what are the similarities between them and the prospects that you're targeting. Build a targeted list using your company's tools where there's a high likelihood of success to close a deal. I want you to set a hard rule. Think about this for a second. I want you to not call on a prospect and use one of your poker chips unless you know with almost complete certainty that they are in your ideal customer profile. I want you to qualify using your tools. I want you to qualify using the phone and talk to a gatekeeper, talk to customer service, or talk to sales. They're terrible gatekeepers, and make sure that you could be a fit. They don't have to be actively looking to buy, but are they at least a viable prospect for what you sell? And then and only then would you use the poker chip to do an in-person prospecting door knock. Prospecting. The art and science of booking a meeting with a qualified prospect. That's how we define it. As a field seller, I don't have to tell you how to manage your territory. I'm assuming that you look at your territory and you concentrate on a geographical area and prospects and clients on the way to and from that area. An ideal day for you would be a day that you called ahead and filled up your day with meetings to include new prospects that you qualified to the best of your ability with the tools you have, existing customers where there's an expansion opportunity, existing customers where you're meeting new people that you might be able to uncover expansion opportunities, or prospects or existing customers where you are advancing an active deal or opportunity. For customers that you just simply get reorders for or that you just haven't talked to in a while, let's use virtual tools like Teams or Zoom. And as a last resort, maybe a phone call. I want you to spend time each week using your phone to call and book meetings, to qualify customers as best you can via the phone, and create familiarity with prospects that are good targets to increase the likelihood that if you do use a poker chip and stop by, they'll be more likely to engage with you. Concentrating your time into prospecting sprints always works. We teach this to our customers. We do it ourselves so that we can book meetings with cold lists as well. For prospects specifically, book anchor meetings in the areas that you go to by car. Try to fill your day up with meetings. Focus on making yourself better when using the phone to do so. Give yourself a target number of meetings booked with prospects every week. And once you've done this, then book meetings with clients where you're already going to be, where there's a potential opportunity to expand, or clients that you just haven't seen in a while. And if you still have time left in your day in the field, knock on prospects' doors that you've already properly qualified. Again, I want you to think about the poker chips, and I want you to use those poker chips wisely. For existing companies, stop running a milk route. It is just not effective to go to the same customers over and over to get small orders or repeat orders when you could just simply call them from time to time and have them send you the orders via email. I do want you to maintain the relationships, because the moment you stop showing up at all, your competitors are going to walk in the door. But do you have to show up every 2 weeks, or could you show up every month or every 2 months? Think about the kind of relationship you have and manage your time accordingly. Here's the deal. To be the most effective that you can be, you must master the virtual and in-person environments. You simply must. If you rely solely on virtual, you risk becoming commoditized. If you rely solely on in-person, you're going to get outpaced by your competitors, who will run circles around you and your calendar. Focus on blending in-person and virtual communication tools so that you can do more with the same amount or even less time, while not degrading your important customer relationships. Use your poker chips wisely. This has been Brad Adams. If you or your sales team is having this issue, please reach out to me at brad@salesgravy.com. And most importantly, thank you so much for listening today. Now, let's get after it. I've been broke, I ain't never going back again. I need some C-notes, some cheddar, and a stack of ends. I need a bowl of dough, I don't need no Facebook friends. Nah. I need a pack of them snaps, a handful of Fetty Wops, and rubber band on my greenbacks. Look, dawg, don't be playing with my paper. I need every red cent, that's why I brought my little scraper. Money, 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 money.